It's time now for Heart-Filled Holidays on TogiNet.com. Are you longing for more joy in your life? Looking for meaning in your celebrations? Wondering what happened to the fun, or even looking for new ideas at interesting gifts? Well, Sandy Fowler and her guests are here to show you how to have fun and create happiness for any occasion with stress-relieving techniques. Sandy will help us take a look at what we can do to turn the upcoming holidays into cherished memories. She inspires to make powerful choices and take simple steps to creating better celebrations and a happier life. Discover the secrets to creating happy holidays and happy everydays. This is Heart-Filled Holidays on TogiNet.com. And now here's your Heart-Filled host, Sandy Fowler.
Hello and welcome to Heart-Filled Holidays, where families create happiness one celebration at a time. It is our June 23rd, 2014 show, and we are sharing all kinds of tips today. Tips for keeping your home running smoother, tips for making iced tea quickly and festively this summer, tips for getting a sanctuary in your home. And then we are chatting with Jude Bijou, author of Attitude Reconstruction, about how to deal with bad attitudes and negative thoughts we have that can threaten our happiness. And then we're going to be wrapping things up in Christmas Corner, talking about sugar cookies and how I finally figured out how to make mine look like the ones that you see in a magazine ad. I've always loved sugar cookies. They are one of my favorites, and always made them and enjoyed making them with the kids, but sometimes it would be nice if they just looked really, really spectacular. And I figured out how they can, so I'm going to be sharing that with you today. We have all kinds of ways for you to interact when you listen to the show. We are on social media, email, there's a blog post for each show, and everything is available on our radio page at www.radio.heartfilledholidays.com. So I look forward to hearing from you and connecting with you on that page. Well, summer to me, one of the things summer means is iced tea. I love it. It is a simple drink to make to serve to guests and things, but sometimes I want some and it's not made, or someone stops over unexpectedly and I don't have any in the fridge right then. And I've discovered that most people think you can't have iced tea if you didn't already have it made, or if you didn't make up the pitcher of sun tea or whatever. But actually, it's really, really simple to make iced tea really fast. And all you're going to do is make hot tea and double the number of tea bags you put in the hot water. So then you'll have it strong and then you can add ice to cool it off. So I like to use mason jars. We use them to drink out of in the summer, and I love that because I can pour my hot water right into the jar. So I just put a few ounces of water in there, throw a couple of tea bags in, let that steep for 5 minutes, and then fill the glass the rest of the way with ice. The hot water melts the ice probably usually about halfway. So I'm serving a nice icy cold glass of tea, and I can do it very, very quickly. The other thing that's nice about being able to make iced tea that way is I'll use the larger jars, the quart jars, and I'll make several of those with iced tea in them and stick them in the fridge so that we do have them cold and ready to go whenever we want a glass of iced tea. But I like using the multiple mason jars rather than like making a big, huge gallon jug of it. Because as we drink it, the jars come out of the fridge and that opens up room for other things in there. It really makes me crazy when I have these big, huge containers that are 90% empty. And in the summer, people want all kinds of drinks. So this way we put them in the fridge and I can still have room for other things as we use that up. The other thing I did discover is that if you make your iced tea plain like that, don't put anything else in it before you store it, you can actually leave it in the fridge for a very long time. You don't have any sugar or anything in there reacting, getting old, and trying to grow nasty things inside your drink. So It also is nice if you're serving, then you can put out, you can pour out glasses of iced tea, and then you can put out a tray with sugar and sweeteners and different fruits or herbs, whatever you like to put in there. You know, lemon wedges and mint sprigs look really lovely when you put those in the glasses. And then guests can adjust their tea to whatever they like. And that's fun. The other thing that can be fun is if you actually have ice cube trays, is to freeze ice cubes with bits of lemon, you know, lemon wedge, or again, the mint sprigs in there, and put a couple of those into the glass of iced tea. It's a nice festive way to serve it. And ice cubes like that, you can do all kinds of things. And if you're going to be serving water, which, you know, it's kind of boring, but it is definitely a good thing in the summer to have, right? So you can make ice cubes with all sorts of things in there. You can put, again, lemon wedges or orange wedges. You can do strawberries. You can do the mint sprigs, anything that you think might taste yummy in the water. And you can actually, you can match the ice cubes with a couple of fresh pieces, or you can mix and match. You can do an ice cube with a fruit and then a little bit of an herb on the side of the glass and have that available for yourself and for guests and even for the kids. That if you're taking that afternoon break, you know, instead of getting out popsicles, you can make yourself some flavored waters, flavored teas, whatever it is that you and the kids would like to drink. But it just adds a little bit of fun, makes an afternoon kind of special. The kids like to do that kind of thing. So those are tips for quick iced tea, for easy storage, and for festive serving with your summer drinks there. We talked about iced tea and the idea that company stops by unexpectedly, and that is something that seems to happen more often in the summer. And having the house be at least reasonably under control is something we'd all like to have, and yet it is such a huge challenge in the summertime. So I want to give you another quick tip for keeping the house a little bit more under control. And that is to set up a quick cleaning routine or two for yourself. And a quick cleaning routine is really simply what I said. It's a routine. It's something you do every day that helps you keep the house up and running. And your routine can happen any time of day. For me, I tend to do them in the morning or right before bed. But they should be something that is really quick, really simple, so that it becomes a habit in your life. It's not something you have to remember and to think about. So let's look at a couple examples. One would be after dinner, because you're going to be clearing the table, wiping that down, and washing the dishes and whatever. So after dinner, clean up, but also clear off the counters and sweep the kitchen floor. Whatever's congregated there in the kitchen during the day, whatever people have dropped and plopped down during the day, everybody puts it away after dinner. And this is a great thing to make a family quick routine is, you know, the whole family does a quick kitchen cleanup after dinner. Everyone, you can have everyone move their plates to the counter, and one person is scraping and rinsing dishes, someone else is putting in the dishwasher, someone's wiping the table, someone's sweeping the floor. In 5 to 10 minutes, the whole kitchen can be totally finished, cleaned up, and ready to go for whatever the next thing is that your family is going to be doing. So that is an example of a quick clean routine where you compounded the effect by bringing your family in. Another quick clean routine would be each morning throwing in a load of laundry before I managed to pawn off laundry on my hubby and make that his chore. That's what I used to do, is I would just toss a load in the morning, and as I was running around throughout the day, at some point, I toss it, get it moved from the washer to the dryer. But that act of getting that load into the washing machine in the morning just kept the laundry moving, kick-started that process without it feeling like a huge overwhelming chore or something that was going to take my whole day. Another example would be quick clean in the bathroom. So after you finish getting ready for the day, just grab the rag and spray bottle that you're going to keep under the sink there. Whether you have a particular cleaner you like to use or you just use a little vinegar and water, but just a rag and a spray bottle and just do a 2-minute wipe up in the bathroom. And I do mean that. I mean 2 minutes or less. You just quick spray off the sink, one quick spritz on your rag, you wipe the mirror, you wipe the sink, wipe off the top of the toilet, the outside, and boom, rag goes in the dirty laundry bin, and you are done. And your bathroom is at least, again, reasonably presentable for company and for yourselves, because it doesn't feel good to be living in a house that's really gross and dirty. No one likes that. So another quick cleaning routine would be something you could do either before bed or in the morning. And that is just to grab a basket or a bag, walk around the house, and pick up all the stuff that your family left laying around. And then deal with it according to your house rules. And we do this. I've had different rules at different points in time, depending on what, you know, what works well for our family in that moment. But sometimes the rule is just I dump it in their bedroom and they have to deal with it there. And then I don't have it out in my living space. It doesn't bother me. Other times the rule is, which I've seen online too, a lot of moms do, is that basket is a chore basket. If they want the stuff back that's in there, they have to do a chore around the house to get it back. So there are a few different ideas for quick cleaning routines. Kind of look at your house. Where do things pile up? Where could just doing something little make a big difference? And focus on doing that. And then, again, getting the family involved, getting the kids involved, making them part of that after-dinner routine, or make it part, give them each a quick cleaning routine in the morning. Or maybe their quick clean routine is that they're going to find a little card sitting at their place. It can either just be a note saying, here's your chore for today, or it can be, you know, a picture card showing a little kid something they need to do to keep the house running smoothly, moving forward, and have it presentable enough that you feel like you could actually have company stop by and you wouldn't be totally humiliated, or that you could, on the spur of the moment, invite people over. If you've gone to the beach for the day and you want to have them back over to the house and do a quick impromptu barbecue, this way you keep things under control and you can do that. All right, and our last tip today is a simple strategy, and that is creating a sanctuary for yourself in your house. And this is super simple. It's picking one spot, one area, and saying, this is off limits to clutter, or this is off limits. You can make it totally off limits to anybody but you, but typically it works better if you just say, this is a no clutter zone. You can bring one thing in here, you can do it, and when you're done, you have to pick up and leave. So you can come in, you can play a game, you can come in, you can read a book, but when you leave, your stuff leaves, or else I pick it up and take it. And keep that zone safe, keep it clutter-free, and you will have a small sanctuary to go no matter what else is happening in the rest of the house. Okay, as promised, after the break, we'll have Jude Bijou with us, and we'll be talking about those negative thoughts and attitudes. So stay tuned.
Are you longing for more joy in your life? Looking for meaning in your celebrations? Wondering what happened to the fun? Or even looking for new ideas and interesting gifts? Stick around and find out how. This is Heartfilled Holidays with Sandy Fowler on TogiNet.com. And we'll be back right after these.
This is Uncommon Sense for Leaders, a forum for exploring leadership from the intellect, the heart, and the spirit. Whether you're a leader now or aspire to be a leader in the future, you owe it to yourself to learn about the big ideas that have shaped the careers of compelling communicators, masters of influence, and highly effective leaders. Uncommon Sense for Leaders. Tune in to hear thought-provoking ideas on every aspect of leadership. You can expect dynamic discussions with special guests, quick tips you can apply immediately for better results, and the tools you need to take you from where you are to where you want to be as a leader. Are you ready to crack the code for achieving unprecedented results? Then join the host for Uncommon Sense for Leaders, Catherine Carlisi, every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the All Business Radio Network.
Jane, I really need your help. Pam told me about this network marketing company, and it sounds really great, but it's also confusing.
Yes, I know. I was in the same boat a few months ago, but then I found One Way Out, The Promise of Network Marketing. It's a fabulous book that Networking Times magazine called a no-hype prospecting tool for people who want unbiased, straight-to-the-point information before they sign up for a networking opportunity. It turned out to be exactly that. Everything was explained from what network marketing is to what to look for in a company, even common concerns and objections. And I was able to read it on my own without anyone trying to sell me on signing up. It really helped me decide if network marketing is right for me.
Wow, that sounds great. How can I get a copy?
Well, that's easy. You can get the book or the ebook at www.onewayout.info.
Thanks, Jane. That sounds like the perfect solution.
Welcome back to Heartfilled Holidays, showing you that the fun, stress-free, joyous day you've always dreamed of is within your reach, and Sandy Fowler is here to help you make it yours. So let's get back to the show. This is Heartfilled Holidays on TogiNet.com. And now, here again is your host, Sandy Fowler.
Welcome back to Heartfilled Holidays, where families create happiness one celebration at a time. We are going to be chatting today with Jude Bijou. Jude is a respected psychotherapist, a professional educator, and a workshop leader. Her theory of attitude reconstruction has evolved over the course of more than 30 years of her working with clients as a licensed marriage and family therapist, and it's the subject of her award-winning book, Attitude Reconstruction, A Blueprint for Building a Better Life. Now, Jude is the daughter of a famous pioneer in the field of behavioral child psychology and applied behavior analysis. So if you were going to be talking to her, you would think that her upbringing would have been really cool and really amazing, except that there was just one problem with it, and that was the fact that she was miserable. So after earning her bachelor's and her master's degrees, she became a marriage and family therapist. And although she was very successful, she still felt there was something missing. So she kind of took a look around, and she ended up looking toward the East and immersing herself in the world of meditation and Vedic philosophy. And the result of that is that Jude has created an integrated, really, truly holistic approach to viewing ourselves as well as our relationship with others. And that has become her award-winning system, Attitude Reconstruction. So we are fortunate that we have now her groundbreaking work available in her book. As I said, it's Attitude Reconstruction, A Blueprint for Building a Better Life. And today we have her here with us live to share her ideas and these principles that have impacted so many clients, seminar participants, and students. And Jude has promised us that if we can learn to harness the tools that we are intrinsically born with, then creating a life full of joy, love, and peace is truly possible. And it's something you can have right here, right now. So Jude, thank you so much for joining us here on Heartfelt Holidays today. I'm very excited to have you on the show.
Sandy, it's just my pleasure to be here.
Your model, I mean, this is something